We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We welcome in now Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and analyst for CBS Sports HQ. Pete, how are you? Hope everything's well.
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. So you did a 100 players, top 100 players in the NFL, and I saw your tweet, too. It's going to make some people mad, but oh well, right? Who's the highest Saint, and where does he come in?
Well, the highest Saint is actually Drew Brees, and he comes in at 12. And, look, Drew Brees is still playing at a high level. I know people like to say he isn't, but he is. You know, there's no regression there. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He actually came in at 11. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's one of those guys that can, you know, put up big numbers and carry a team. So he's at number 11. Cam Jordan, by the way, is at number 12 right behind him.
You got Mike Thomas at 4, right? He would be the highest.
Oh, yeah, Mike Thomas. Sorry. Brain fart. Yeah, Mike Thomas is at number 4. And you know, people say Mike Thomas is too high. I don't buy that. He's 149 catches. Didn't get a lot of help from the other side. He is the best receiver in the NFL. 91 catches go for first downs. That's absolutely incredible. That's why he's at number 4.
And, Pete, when you look at even, like, top 50, there's 32 teams. Don't you have, like, 5 or 6 players in the top 50 with the Saints? And it stands to reason now you got to win championships. But who's been more successful than the Saints the last 3 seasons? They won the most games. I mean, so you still got to be optimistic and think maybe that window of opportunity to win a championship is still there. Drew's coming back, considering their roster. And I think by just your rating and looking at the players, that the Saints are kind of a measuring stick around the league because of the talent.
Oh, I don't think there's any question, Bobby. When you look at that team, you know, where's the weak spot? That's the hard thing to find. Where is the weak spot on the roster? You know, they made the switch on the offensive line, getting rid of Warford, and the kid will start, Ruiz will start. But you look around, where's the rest of the weak spots? There was concern at wide receiver on the other side, but then they had Sanders. The running game is good. I still think they need to give Kamara the ball more in between the tackles. I think he needs more carries, but that's just my opinion. Then you go to the defensive side of the ball. You know, if Davenport can continue to improve, then they're going to have some, you know, good play from that other opposite side, Cam Jordan. That's a good thing. The secondary is much improved. I thought Marcus Williams played great last year. In fact, he's on the just missed part of here. So DeMario Davis is outstanding. You know, the second linebacker, maybe, but I think they're sound. I think they're solid. I like the kid they drafted. I think he has a chance to step in and be a good player as well. So Saints are right there. And in my mind, they're one of the favorites to going into the season.
Now, Pete, I was looking at this. When you look at total pressures the last 3 seasons, I'm looking at Aaron Donald's 1, Cam Jordan 2 over Von Miller and Khalil Mack. Do you think now that Cam Jordan, and I think he is getting the recognition that he's not under the radar, even though a small market like New Orleans, but knowing that he's an every down defensive end, and you almost expect him to have at least a dozen sacks or for sure double digit, if not a dozen, that he's on that level. And do you think that the country appreciates like a Cam Jordan? Because, you know, you hear Khalil Mack now with the Bears and Von Miller and Denver and all that. But who's been more consistent when you look first, second, and third down than Cam Jordan?
Yeah, it's him. You know, look, in their glory, I think Khalil Mack and Von Miller are better edge rushers. I don't think there's any question about that. But neither one of them played to that last year, and Cam Jordan was outstanding rushing the passer. And look, Khalil Mack had a really good season for a guy whose sack numbers went down. He didn't get much help on the other side either. You know, no Akeem Hicks, and Saints fans will remember him. He didn't play much last year, and that bothered him. So I do think Khalil Mack is still an elite pass rusher. But Cam Jordan doesn't get the due he deserves. And you know, you go talk around the league to people, and they won't mention him as one of the top defensive linemen. And it's a shame that they don't, because he clearly is. The only debate I have with Cam Jordan is one I've had over with many a player over the years, and he disagreed with me in the locker room last year. I always tell him, it's always – I have this debate. Is it money, ring, or hall? How do you rank them? And I always tell guys, always rank the money first, rank the hall second, and rank the ring third, because if you get the money in the hall, then you've done your job. And he debated me on that. He didn't agree with the money part of it, but I disagree. I think money's the most important, and players tend to agree with me.
Yeah, but, you know, he's given the Saints a hometown discount, never even tested the free market. So I think that's the approach that he's taken, because, I talk about value. You know, we talk about value with different teams. The Saints definitely have that value in Cam Jordan. And Pete, you brought up, like, how a team is structured, and you never want to be that weak link. And I've talked about this now in the off season, looking at the draft, free agency, and all that. Boy, sure, it seems like the Saints are counting on Alex Anzalone to be healthy. Listen, DeMario Davis is probably one of the most underrated linebackers. I even think he's better than Jonathan Vilma, being the quarterback of the defense and his production. That was a steal getting him from the Jets. But it just seems like, boy, the Saints are really counting on Alex Anzalone staying healthy, and he never is able to do that, even at Florida or in the Saints uniform.
That was the reputation coming in. You mentioned it, coming out of Florida. Could he stay on the field? And he hasn't done that with the Saints. But you're right. That's the weak spot on the Saints roster, I think. And if he can stay on the field, it's not a weak spot, because he's a good player when he's on the field. But right now, that is definitely the weak spot on the entire defense. No question about it.
Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and analyst for CBS Sports HQ, at Prisco CBS on Twitter. And Pete, I know you have to run here shortly, so we'll be brief. But what do you think the NFL season looks like this fall? Are they going to phase in the fans? Maybe it starts with the fans, or no fans at all?
I think they're going to have fans. I'll be honest with you. I think there's going to be fans. I think, you know, we're 3 months out from the regular season. I would like to believe that this thing will wane. We'll get it under control. The testing will be good, and you'll see fans in the stands. Now, whether it's full stadiums, that I can't say. But I do think the season will start on time. I think we'll have some fans in the stands. I don't know if there'll be full stadiums, and then eventually by maybe October we'll have full stands. But I do think that the season will start, and I think we'll play football this season. And I think we're going to play college football as well, particularly in the South, where I know SEC football is so big.
Pete, the Navy rights are up for the Superdome, and it's not going to be the Mercedes-Benz Superdome after this season. Strip Chat has put up, saying they're willing to put up $15 million. Would the NFL ever allow an organization like that to have naming rights on a sponsorship?
What is it, Strip Chat?
Yeah, it's triple X rated cam stuff, very, very adult stuff. Let's just put it that way.
No, they will not. I can't imagine that happening. No chance. Zero.
Yeah, and you know, Pete, I wanted to go back to looking at the upcoming season, and I think the NFL would be cautious about this. I think also college football, boy. We living in the heyday right now. LSU coming over off a national championship. The Saints in the hunt to go to the Super Bowl, have a chance. They're right there with the 49ers. If you can look in the crystal ball, and I know the NFL will look at this, and this is just, I'm speculating, my opinion. I'm not a doctor or anything. When you look at, there's a reason why we take our flu shot, influenza, you know, October, November, that all of a sudden, if we have no fans at the beginning, don't you think they wouldn't ease in fans because of going into the fall and winter, and we just stay that route and still at least have games on TV instead of worrying about maybe we're going to implement fans and then we'd have to shut it down? Because that's, God forbid, we don't want all of a sudden the season to start and you're halfway through, or you played five or six games and you can't play anymore. I'm just looking for a whole season. And if that takes no fans, I'd have no problem with that because I want to be entertained. And the NFL, as you know, was made as a television product. You know, going back to the early 60s with Johnny Unitas, Colts and Giants and everything. So I'm just taking that approach. Am I being too cautious? As far as I know, the fans want to be in that number. But I don't want that second wave all of a sudden to come maybe late October, November, or even into December.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could play the games without fans. I mean, it's a TV game now anyways. I mean, let's be honest about it. It's definitely a TV game. So, yeah, Bobby, you could play without fans. I'm okay with that. I'd rather have no fans in the full season than have fans in a shortened season. I'm with you on that. But I don't think it's going to be to that point. I mean, you know, the one reason we shut down in the first place was to kind of keep the hospitals from overflowing and keep the, you know, the ventilators from getting used up. And now we've kind of secured enough ventilators and the hospitalizations are way down. So I think we'll be better prepared if there is a second outbreak. And much like the flu, I think this will be seasonal. I think it'll come back in some form or fashion. I just think we're going to be better prepared for it.
Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com and analyst for CBS Sports HQ. Thanks for the time, Pete. Stay safe.
By the way, guys, we got to get into the Taysom Hill conversation because I'm not sure he's the answer for the long term like everybody else thinks he is.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Pete, about that.
All right, Bobby.
Thanks, Pete.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.